Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies. You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. So I want to welcome you guys back to the Girlfriend Network. I never host a show alone, so I want to welcome in my co-hosts, Nicole Martin.
Hey, hello.
Karishma, are you there?
Yes, hello. Hello, everyone.
Hey, ladies, how's everything? We have an exciting show today. I'm so excited. We're going to have The Truth on, and he always brings it when he comes.
Love him.
Multiple,
yes
we love him. Multiple baby mama drama. So we're going to talk about a very serious topic. That's just not my baby daddy topic. So, ladies, how do you feel about the topic, multiple baby mama drama? How do you feel about it? What are your feelings on that?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. If you're talking about an excessive amount of children and an excessive amount of mamas that go with these children, I'm like, when is enough enough? Karishma, what do you say?
No, I agree. I agree with you. I think it's almost like they've never heard of protection. Like, I don't get, like, it's okay, you know, you have a couple kids, I get it. But, like, multiple, like, when it's just, like, with, like, 10 different people and you have all these different kids, it's like, I just don't understand. Like, you didn't know what protection was? Like,
and then on the flip side, guys, then
the women.
Like,
this is my issue. The women. Like, you know he got 17,
exactly.
16 other baby mamas that he that he's talking about. So imagine the randoms that
exactly.
aren't in the number. But the father, this what the case is. The father, Atlanta father, fathered 34, really 30. He lost one, 35 kids. It was a special. Everybody's seen that. Izala Vincent.
Yeah.
You know, she fixed his life, and it's this father, and he's trying to come to a grip with something that's how can you father 34 children?
I don't know. It's beyond me. And
like,
there's a lot of whole other issues going on, too. You know, guys, like, if I'm woman number 10, I'm looking at you like, when do you have time to be a father to all these other children and then my child? And unless you're rich, you are broke-ass. You probably only
how do you financially
court,
support?
You know, like, there's so many other issues that go along with this. So I'm looking at, like, after you have kid number 3 or 4, I don't know. Appropriate living.
Oh, we're having
some
technical.
People.
Okay.
Yeah. After child number 3 or 4, like, when does a woman say, okay,
enough.
That's my cutoff point? Somebody help me out here. I don't get it. Really
no, that,
no,
definitely.
You would think that these women would be like, okay, well, maybe we should take some precautions because, you know, you have so many kids. Obviously, there's some super sperm going on over it with this man. Like, you would think, like, okay, I'm going to make sure I'm not the next baby mama. So let's, you know, take it back a little. But it's almost, you know, it's weird. Sometimes baby mamas want to be baby mamas. They want to, like, you know.
That's the goal, yeah, to be a baby mother. But multiple baby mama drama. It's a lot of drama, just not because we're talking about the parents right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the children in this? How do you father
34
children? How do you, I mean, what work do you have to support if he's supporting the 34 kids? If so, it's more of, it's not even a personal matter anymore. It becomes a more societal matter because they're financing this foolishness.
Right.
So how does that work?
That's where we need the truth. Like, I don't understand because, you know, good point. And then I'm like, so guys, I'm a single mother. I got pregnant when I was 18. I had my son at 19. The father was never really in my son's life. So, you know, at that time, you know, there was choices that I needed to make going further. Like, I knew, like, I did not want to have any more children without a husband or a committed father, mainly a husband, because it didn't take me long to learn that being a parent is hard work, financially, mentally, emotionally. Like, children need so much in so many different areas. So I knew, like, going along, like, I really didn't want to bring any more children into the world without my thing was a husband. You know, that was it. Forget a committed boyfriend. Forget all that bull. He had to put a ring on my finger, and we had to walk down the aisle before I was ever thinking about having any more children. Hence to say, I never got married. Hence, I only have that one child. But, and then the other flip side is I wouldn't want to have more children because as a struggling single parent, like everything I did, I went hard for my son. So with only having one child, I could totally put everything into my son, financially, emotionally, whatever my son needed, and I can really make it happen with one child. So then I'm like, I'm always saying with these women that have multiple children and like men with these multiple babies, how in the world can you finagle all this stuff, support all these children, be in their lives emotionally, mentally, go to their basketball games, go on family picnics, whatever. How, guys, this is what I'm confused about. So when you talk about this guy with 34 kids and he's sitting there like, well, what the hell is wrong with that? And he had the nerve to say, well, if I wasn't wearing a condom for a lot of these times or occasions, I would have more freaking children walking on this damn planet. I'm like,
you said he would have like 200. Was I think it was 200 that I read.
That's some sick shit. Excuse my French. So I'm like, I'm looking at him like, well, you're missing some screws because who the hell, who does that? And you ain't balling. You, I'm sure, you know, he ain't financially
rich.
But what is
that? I know we're talking a lot.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know we're talking about.
I'm sorry. No, you go ahead, Jerry. You go.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The child aspect of it, like children, how do you be a sibling to 33 other families out? I mean, what is their high, like, what if they're all in, it sounds like they're in the same community. What if you're going to school with your brothers and sisters? The children age from 3 to 36.
But that's the thing with baby mama drama, especially. It's the mom, sometimes the moms also, because of the drama with each other, they stop the from being able to bond with their siblings. So those children, they're almost kind of raised to either like not like or just not know anything about them because of the drama from the mamas. And
yeah,
I think
you're so right.
Probably the father figures don't really care whether the children get along or not. You know, maybe they'll care if like the first two get along or something like that. But after a while, you probably lose track and you can't really support that many people emotionally all the time, you know, to really be involved in their lives.
Exactly. That was my point. How do you do that? And then if you got women who are always at odds with each other, because, you know, come on, guys, we've seen it all the time. A man is with a woman, they have a child. He moves on to the next woman, they have a child. So first woman is saying, I don't want that bitch around my kids. You know what I mean? How many times have you heard that? Like, I don't want her around my children. You better not have my children around her, blahzy, blahzy. So we're talking about one or two women. Now you're talking about maybe 34 women?
16
coexist and ensure that these children know each other and know that they're kin and siblings and blahzy blahzy. You know it ain't happening. It ain't happening. And you know what the problem is too? They're probably the women are so worried about each other and
they
who he's keeping time with.
Yeah.
They don't even have time to worry about the children and what's right and wrong as far as the children are concerned. That's why, you know, this topic, I just think it's so interesting. It's so juicy, especially because I made the conscious decision. I knew at the age of 19, yo, this ain't the move. It ain't the move to be a single mom out of multiple children. So I'm just like, when is enough? When is enough, guys? Like, you know, for you guys, like, I have one, and you guys don't have children yet, but I'm sure you've already had the conversation in your head, I want this many children, and you have certain conditions upon which you will have children, correct?
Correct.
So, what is your magic number? Is it one? Is it two? Is it, and what are your conditions for having children?
I just felt for me, this is to hear everybody, that when you make a decision to bring a child in this world, that child at that point in time is not a part of that decision. So you have to do right by the decision that you made. If you see, for the females, if you see there's other baby mamas, for me, just in the date life with him, if I saw all this other baby mamas, that for me would have been a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at the signs before, because you're molding a child's life,
mm-hmm.
that his kid's life, his grandchildren's, whatever these children, these 34 children, you know, how he's not raising them because he can't. How can you spread yourself beyond,
mm-hmm.
he has to work to support him if he's supporting them. So they lose
right.
out. And it just doesn't,
right.
you're not affecting just you. You're affecting almost a whole nation of society, because they're going to ask me, mingle, why doesn't my father come see me? Why doesn't, you know, why isn't he around me on my birthday and things like that? So it doesn't,
yeah.
I think it's, to make a decision like that, I have to get to know the person that I'm going to have a child with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's just not about me anymore.
Right. No,
right.
I completely agree. I think, yeah, no, definitely. Like, I feel like recently I've met a lot of guys who have kids, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know, I guess I'm meeting more adult people. But it's, I also like kind of look at it like how involved they are in their children's lives. And like, sometimes they're like not even there. And I'm like, okay, well, that says a lot about you as a person. Cause I also,
right.
like my mom, she's a single mom. Like my dad wasn't in my life much. Like she raised me on her own. So I know, like, I can know what kind of person you are if like, you're not going to be responsible enough when like you created this child. It was out of your actions the child came about, and if you are not really going to do anything to be in that child's life, you know, like, who's going to say you're not going to be responsible with other things when I'm in your life and if we decide to have a child together, you know? So I think it's a tricky situation, because it says a lot about you as a person. And I think that, I mean, I personally, if there was multiple baby mama drama, and I don't know if I'd be able to handle it, because I don't think I can deal with that many babies is like trying to come at me and trying to like make something right, and it'd be too much. I wouldn't be able to handle it. But I mean, I personally can't even think about having kids right now. I feel like that's like way beyond for me at this point. But
well,
I guess when that time comes, hopefully there won't be any other.
Right.
There, well, not even hopefully, there won't be 15 other baby moms.
Or 16.
I mean,
Within itself, it's a lot, but baby mama drama, I just take the self out of the action and think about the children, and then you don't just affect yourself with the choices that you make. That's why you try to make it. I know, and I get it. Sometimes things happen, but if you can avoid bringing a child into this dramatic situation with your baby mama, let's be responsible. That's all I'm saying.
Good point, Tamara, because at some point there is a lot of irresponsibility happening. Like, by the time you get the child five or six, it's like something should be clicking. Like, okay, like I'm fostering all these children. I need to do something about this, protect myself or do something. And the other thing I think is sad, like after so many children, if I'm, say, baby mama number 10, and I'm trying to make this man financially responsible for my child, what's my road to follow? Because what are my options? Because do you really think I can take this man to court and make him financially pay for my child when he's probably paying for 9 other children from the family court? At that point, he's probably like, I don't give a damn. Take me to court, because they can't garnish me anymore. Like, I have nothing else to give financially. So do what the hell you want to do. So even when he talked to Ayala, I hope I'm saying her name right. I can never say this woman's name. And she's hold the dolls. And he's like, I'm tired of holding these damn dolls. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, he's basically, his whole attitude was like, whatever, not my problem. It's whatever. And look, hey, if I didn't wear the condom, you know, that I did wear, there would be so many more children here on this earth. And what is the problem? What is the big deal? His attitude was just so flippant. And Tahira, you said it best. At the end of the day, the people that suffer the most are children.
Oh,
and they get out here in this society, and they don't have the guidance that they need, especially the boys. And, you know, then it's devastating on them, on the community, everything.
It's a dangerous cycle. And it's just horrible because some of the victims, and this, the only victims, are the children that the mothers are trying to raise. So with that being said, we're going to get into Baby Mama by Faith Tasia right here on the Love Zone USA.
Lily Love Music, take one. Fantasia.
My name is Renee, and I'm a baby mama. My name is Juanita D. Sims, and I'm a baby mama. And I'm giving a shout-out to my baby.
Nowadays it's like a badge of honor to be a baby mama. I see you paying ya, I see you working ya, I see you going to school. And girl, I know it's hard. And even though you're fed up with making beds up, girl, keep your head up on my feet. Check in the mail. You open it and you're like, what the hell? You say, hey.
try to talk to him, can't get through. Every day he's a different dude. These are the signs of a grown ass boy. Better run for the hills. I'm just trying to keep it real. But you can't raise a man. He's already grown. What you gonna do? You wonder why he acts like a boy. It's 51 raised right before you. Girl, you ain't never gonna change nobody. If he don't want her, you can't make nobody. Cause you can't raise a man.
Often imitated, but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on thelovezoneusa.com.
Hi, this is the Church Girl, and I want to take a moment out to invite you to tune in to my new show, True Confessions of the Soul, starting at 7 p.m. Sundays after church. True Confessions of the Soul is a new show dedicated to love, Christian dating, relationships, and great gospel music. Join us for inspiring conversations, and yes, those true confessions of the soul, right here on the Love Zone USA.
Listen to our new gospel show, Confessions of the Soul, with host Laura, the Church Girl. Don't miss the premiere Sunday, January 25th, 7 p.m. Welcome back to the Love Zone USA. Baby Mama Drama. Tune in with us. Give us your thoughts. 347-539-5729. And ladies, welcome back.
Hello.
Okay, I want to introduce not a stranger to the show, the truth
He always provides us with a different perspective and a different avenue of looking at a subject. So, The Truth, are you there?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Hi,
hey,
welcome back.
Hello.
How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I bring sunshine and greetings from Los Angeles, California. I was just the board guy that you guys need to come out here, get some of this sunshine. But with further ado.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, I do thank you for coming on today.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely.
The Truth, I just want you to let our, like you always do, let our listeners know where they can find you on
right
social
now, you
media.
Guys can, yeah, find me at The Truth, 1112. That's the Instagram. I don't have any Twitter, Facebook. Everybody keep telling me to get all that stuff. I had it, let it go, focusing on one so I can give you guys quality material on that one format, and you guys are welcome to join me on that.
Great. Wonderful. So, The Truth, you've been listening, I take it. So, you know, we love having you on the show when we talk about these shenanigans. So, you know, we've been particularly talking about one individual who has fathered 34 children, which we all agree is just impossible to do. It's just, you know, so we just want to get your viewpoint and your opinion. We know you have a lot to say.
Oh, man, I love this type of stuff. You guys, yeah. So here we go. Let's do it. Y'all ready for this?
Yes, we're ready.
Yeah.
All right. So the deal is this. Let's look at it like this. I wrote something about men actually getting women pregnant on purpose. And I'm going to tell you why would a man want to do that? Because normally it sounds like that would be something like a groupie would do. But when a man is struggling in his life, I mean, really got, you know, life is kicking his, you know, his ass, so to speak. We tend to look for comfort in between a woman's legs. And why? It's not just the sex. Let me explain what that means. When I'm looking for comfort, and then life is kicking my butt, and I'm looking for comfort in between her legs, I actually want her to struggle with me. I'm looking for a struggle partner. I'm looking for someone to get in the ditches with me as I'm struggling, and fight with me. Now, here's the sickness in that. Let me tell you what's sick about that. What's sick about that is, if you, first of all, we're not considering the children, but I'm going to get on that. Before we get on that, I want to say what's sick about it is, normally for that to happen, I have to partner with someone just as, you know, damaged or broken as I am. Because here's what's happened. A lot of people say they don't like drama, they don't like arguing and stuff, but you'll be surprised how many times having a woman nagging the dude feels like some form of love and caring to that dude. Having a chick blowing up his phone, showing up at his job, as much as you say don't like that, there's a part of him, dysfunctional part of him and her, that thrive off of that. So the best way to ensure that I'm going to continue to have that form of love in my life, if I call it that dysfunctional form of love in my life, get her pregnant and lock her in and deal with all the BS. That sounds crazy, I know, but deal with all the BS of the child support possibilities, her acting a fool, me trying to have sex with other people. See, we underestimate the value of people chasing us. That's a big boost to our ego. Chasing us in the form of, I'll never have him like I want him or her, but I'm still going to continue. I want that energy coming my way of somebody wanting me. And it's interesting. I was just watching the VH1 show. You know, I'm going to go and say it. And Peter was having his dialogue with his first baby mama. Mm-hmm. And he was sitting there telling her, and she was like, well, you know, why don't we get counseling? And she's looking at him like, counseling? I gave you 13 years.
Right.
13 years to get your program together. Counseling? She was like, no, you sound like Alan Iverson. He's like, practice. She's like, wait, I gave you 13 years. I didn't throw that in.
Right.
I gave you 13 years of my life to get your shit together. We had two boys together. You weren't thinking about them when you went off and married the next chick, got her pregnant. It hurt, old girl, that she invested 13 years in a man and he went out and married somebody else. But now here's the thing. That has been his paradigm. His paradigm is he's always used women that way. And what does it mean when a man is using a woman? Well, in that capacity, to have babies by this woman, knowing that, or not even thinking about the children. And I want to segue to the kids. Now, he's not thinking about the generational cycle of having children that are not being protected, by the man, not being financially secure and not being financially taken care of, and not being a support and a role model that these children need. That's the other thing. Leaving the child unprotected is a direct connection to a slave mentality. It's the same mentality that we are still dealing with today when we as black men, and I'm going to always go back to this, watch our women get raped, pillaged, molested, and impregnated by white slave masters. It's the same concept why Willie Lynch is still in effect today. You don't have to whoop them. You don't have to beat anybody. It's a mental chess game. We are still in that same, unfortunately, that hopeless environment where we don't want to face our issues, and we're using sex, drugs, and every other escape that we can to not have to deal with the fact that I'm fucked up, excuse my language, on the inside. And rather than dealing with me, I'm going to drag somebody else into my BS and have them now have to figure my thing out with me. Then on top of that, on the cherry on that, I'm going to add kids into that factor. This is how selfish people are today. And men, it goes both ways, men and women. Selfish. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with me, so I'm going to bring in people into my damaged situation. I already know what it is. I knew what it was before I met you. So that now you have to be a part of this and exposed to this, and then we're going to have kids out of this in a fairy tale environment thinking that that's going to make it better. When you look at the brother with the 34 kids specifically, and you look at the show that she had to stretch that out into like almost a 2-week series because it was just so much about it. We could still be talking about it. That show could still be going on. But when you see a man have 34 kids, 34 different baby moms, excuse me, having probably 50 kids or however many it was, and then you see his parents. I know you guys saw that part. They showed his parents. They showed all the stuff that they were going through. And then they show some of these women. Now, some of these women, y'all, these were not strippers and groupies. These were nurses. Mm-hmm. Some of them were professional women. Mm-hmm. And so all the stereotypes, you throw the stereotypes out. At the end of the day, no matter what we do for a living, when we decide, oh, this is the last thing I want to say, this is so important. Today, when we have sex, I don't want to forget this point, I'm going to let you guys speak. When we have sex today, it's not about me showing you how I feel about you. That's what the initial reason for sex, God gave us sex for, I believe, was to show the person another extension to show them how you feel about them. Now it's not. It's about, I just want to get off. So it's not about me showing my gratitude and appreciation and love for you. It's about me being selfish to get off. So if I'm in the mind of I'm just trying to get off, it's easy for me to get you and pregnant you. Now, it does not make any kind of sense with all of the precautions that we have in today's day and age. I'm not talking about just rubbers. I'm talking about the day out. You got the day out.
Right.
There's all sorts of ways that we can ensure that we can protect ourselves from bringing children into the world when we know we're not even right together. I mean, we have sex with people that we don't even know. We haven't established any sort of communication, healthy communication as to who these people are. And sometimes we have sex with people that we already arguing and beefing with. So we bring in kids into the world with people that we already have issues with. Mm-hmm. And all of that, I say all that to say this, the children. So last thing, the kids now coming into a world where you have two dysfunctional adults having issues, financially and probably other issues, and expecting these kids, and not respecting the kids enough. And I wrote a piece, and I want to share this with you. I promise you, and I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to share this with you. I just wrote it. This is good, because this kind of explains. I wrote it from the basis of the child, the unborn child. And here's what I wrote. I said, I heard my dad used to talk about my mom to his friends before I was born. He said he was just using her for sex, and that hurt my feelings. I was also sad that my mom didn't love herself, as she had sex with the most disrespectful guy. I wonder what my life is going to be like being born to two individuals who don't even know themselves. Can they love me? And am I going to have to figure everything out for myself? I'm help. So this is a child speaking before he or her is born, to watching the parents before the child comes into the world, watching the parents how they've been getting down, and having questions as a fetus to his parents, like, what am I going to do with you guys? Mm-hmm. You guys are not, And that's the thought process we should have before we bring kids into the world. What am I going to, what is he going to do? Is it fair to them? Are we even thinking about them? Probably not. But that's all I'm going to say. Go ahead, you guys. That's a lot. But go ahead.
And I always love when you come on the truth because mm-hmm. you do take a different tone and a different mm-hmm. perspective. But the key thing is, like, no one's really the victim but the children in the situation. Like, how do
Absolutely.
You, how are you emotionally, not even financially, how are you emotionally available for ages 3 to 36? Terrible twos was a lot for me, you know. So from the age of 3 to 36, how do you father 34 kids?
There's no way. There's no way. It is impossible. And Ms. Van Zandt brought it up. It's impossible for any man to be there emotionally during mm-hmm. the most formative years of a child's adolescence. It's impossible. A check won't do that. Even if he financially was secure enough to say, I'm taking care of my kids financially. They don't want for nothing. Because a lot of people, right. a lot of men, that's their out. That's their out. Well, mm-hmm. hey, my kids got mm-hmm. the latest Jordan. And my kids, True. You know, my baby mama driving the Bentley. That don't have nothing to do with parents. It's not about sending a check. Those children need you there. They need a man to model behavior that's conducive to them seeing how a man is supposed to treat a woman, to them seeing how they're supposed to, what kind of self-respect they're supposed to have inside themselves, especially as females and as young right. men, how young men are to conduct themselves. To get their inner Mufasa developed, you know, so they don't become soft. They are real men. Financial literacy. You know, how to respect money. The other thing is how to be respectful to your mom. All these different things. There's a reason a man's voice is powerful. I always use the analogy of good times, and I love it. When James was on the show, it was a different show. I don't know if anybody remember that. When mm-hmm. James went off the show, all the gangs start coming in, the pimps start coming, you got pimps in the house, and you got all hell broke loose when you took the father figure off the show. And in entertainment, so it is life. You remove the protector of the house, all hell breaks loose. And you can't do that with a check. Children need your presence, not the present of Christmas, the present. They need your presence. And so the presence of the man in the house is needed. Now, you asked me a great, very good question. You're talking about terrible twos. Well, I'll give you better than terrible twos. How about those 13, 14, 15 yeah. years mm-hmm. later when they have that Amen. Rebellion?
Yes.
When they start running with their yes. nails and stuff? You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got my... I know
as
more than you.
Look, the truth, as one of my girlfriends puts it, her son is 13, and yep. he's been acting a little bit out of the box, being a little disrespectful mm-hmm. to his teacher. Mm-hmm. He refers mm-hmm. into it. Oh, yeah, his balls just dropped. So now, I love it. So now he wants to test everyone. Oh, my God, it was so funny. That was great. But,
his,
yeah.
He said his balls dropped.
Yeah, his balls dropped. So now, you know.
But you know what he really is crying out for, he's crying out for his father, or a male role model. You know, here's how young men do it. Young women is a little different, but for young men, we get to a point where we're hearing different stories from our peers about women. Now, this is where we really need a man in our lives. When our peers are telling us about how they were having sex at a very young age, or they're touching a girl's booty, or they're getting girls' numbers, and we haven't quite developed our machismo, so to speak, you know. Mm-hmm. And we need a man to guide us in those areas of even how to come into those years where we how to talk to a woman. You see what I'm saying? How to approach a young lady versus getting it from, you know, your boy who's just telling you to go touch her butt. Go run up and show her, go touch her butt. Go grab her mm-hmm. body. Go grab her boobs. You know what I'm saying? They tell you to do stuff like that. And daddy, if you got any sense, you know, because some daddies ain't got no sense either, but hopefully father's got enough sense to be able to say, no, son, you don't walk up to a girl and grab her on the chest. You don't grab her butt to say, show you that you like her. You know, there's a way to approach her, to show her, to express to her that you are interested in her, and it's not doing what your peers are doing. So all of that stuff, talking about sex, and you get, oh, my God, you get some of the wrong, if the worst information you're going to get is from the schoolyard or a locker room. The worst information you're going to get. about women, about sex. You know,
mm-hmm.
so that's that. You need male role models for that.
Absolutely. So we're gonna go into our next song, "Sorry, Miss Jackson" by Outkast, right here on the Love Zone USA.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She needs to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. You want to rip you up and start a custody war, my lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for a child's birthday. I invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you, you would defend that lady when I call you. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's foreground. Hope that we feel this.
If I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Look at the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. Feeling those strong girls that got you messing up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left us traveling right this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more because my d*** all in, I'm out. I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, can be cheating, beating, and the end to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and thelovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of thelovezoneusa.com.
What up? It's Thursday after 8. So you know you tuned in to Mike T here on thelovezoneusa.com. It's where he educates, elevates, and entertains. So check him out each and every Thursday here on thelovezoneusa.com between 8 and 10. Mike T, Love Zone.
The Girlfriend Network is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lovezoneusa, you get one free audiobook and a 1-month trial of the service.
Welcome back to Multiple Baby Mama Drama with the girls, the ladies from the Girlfriend Network, lovezoneusa.com, and The Truth. Welcome back, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
All right.
Okay, into this very, very serious topic, The Truth. I know you had many points. How do we get better? How does he attempt to solve this broken system? Because financially, you know, he's not going to be able to. I'm not sure what type of job. They never said what type of job he had at that point in time. Or how do you, because it's more of a societal situation at that point, because he can't financially father these and take care of these children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taxpayers that are paying for these types of decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the solution to that?
Well, let's do this. Now, I forgot to say that his mom had admitted something that was interesting. I don't know if you guys remember this. She said she didn't love him.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she didn't love him because she was emotionally unstable in her own life. And that was a huge paradigm for Jay, because that took him into that, all of that.
The root.
Because only was he involved with women, he was involved with, I think he was involved in gangs, street life for a while. He had gotten,
mm-hmm.
he was incarcerated a little bit. So his life took a turn during a time where he said, he cried on the show, I needed my mom. My mom didn't love me. She admits I didn't love me. Now, to hear that, it's one thing to feel that. It's another thing to hear that, hear your mom tell you that she didn't love you. And so all of these women become an extension of her. The
mm-hmm.
love that she never gave him, they become an extension. Like, I'm going to get that from somebody. I got to get it from all these women. So all mm-hmm. these women are the representation of the mother that I never had. And I guarantee you, if you ask them, I guarantee you there were times when they felt like this mom too. And there was times where he acted like a little boy with them. And obviously, by having all these kids. And another thing I wanted to say, and I'm gonna feedback to your solution. Another thing I wanted to say is, one of the young ladies that he had a child with said, "Well, all women share penis. It's normal."
Mm-hmm.
That was one of her things, you know. So that becomes, we gotta break that whole concept. Not all women do share penis. Just because we see those images doesn't mean every woman is doing that. We've got to come out of that mindset of comparing our lives to somebody else. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I'm not going to share in that with you. If that's something that's a choice you make, it doesn't have to be mine. So we got to get over that. And the last thing was, his older children didn't refer to him as father or daddy. They referred to him as sperm donor. Ain't that something? So,
mm-hmm.
Now how does Jay get out of this? Oh, this crazy. You never will. Here's what I would suggest for Jay to do, because financially, obviously, he can't take care of all his kids. He's got to go to the older ones, okay? And in some respect, even this mission does not say that it was a little bit too late for them. He's got to go
mm-hmm.
to them and come to them as adults. You know, you can't
mm-hmm.
baby them and do anything. He's got to come to them, commit them as adults, and ask permission to be a part of their life. You know,
mm-hmm.
he's got to ask permission
mm-hmm.
At this point. They have to let him in.
Mm-hmm.
He can't bulldoze his way in their life. They're grown.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, one of his oldest sons is getting ready to have a child. I don't know if you guys saw that part. So those. And he, the younger kid, he's still got an opportunity. Now, here's the thing. He's going to have to bring all these kids together. So he ain't going to be no more tiptoeing and stuff. He got to bring them all together, like Father Abraham, bring all his kids together. And he may have to have almost like a town hall, you know, with the kids that are of age to talk to them and explain to them. Because the only thing he can do now is try to prevent them from following his footsteps. That's the best thing he can give them, is to tell them the truth so they don't follow in daddy's footsteps. He's got to be nakedly honest with his children that can handle it right now. So his testimony is what's going to help them. And hopefully, as they reach out to him as the daddy, I need you, he's got to be, and there's no way you can be in all these different cities. I imagine that some of those women probably live in other cities, other states. So to try to, you know, it's very difficult. But every opportunity he gets, he's going to need to bring all those kids together. So when we see Medea, family reunion, that type of stuff, he needs to do that more than just once a year. Yeah, real talk. He needs to do that more than once
a
year.
So should he partner with Tyler Perry on something like that, maybe? I mean, I just think it's the bigger, the root of the thing is, I know you mentioned about the males, but what about the females that are going to sell into this brokenness and broken system of parenting or not? You know, they're going to search for guys to get their love that they lost,
right.
that was
right.
not even lost, stolen. Stolen. They've
right.
never had a chance.
Right.
Then we have to do, you know, I know when I worked in Watts, in nonprofit, we did have parent education classes for that community, for the project. We need more classes on the effect of parenting and the effect they have on children in terms of what does it mean to be in your child's life? What does it mean? What kind of examples do I need to set to call myself a responsible parent, you know? And being honest with yourself about how you brought your children into the world. Being honest about that, not lying about it, not hiding it. And what I mean by how you brought them into the world is what condition emotionally were you guys in as two individuals when these children came into the world? Where were you guys at? You know, we don't like to talk about this, but a lot of people are bringing children into the world. I think a lot. Some people are bringing children into the world in a fuck buddy situation, excuse my language, a hanging and banging situation. We just kind of just, I call you after the club, and I didn't mean to get pregnant. She got pregnant, and now she want to keep the baby. You know, when you bring children into the world like that, and you already are, and one person is like, I'm not all in, you know, I don't even like you. I'm just using you. You know,
happens every
common.
Day.
Happens all the time. I was just
every
using
day.
You. I had no intention of being with you long term. And I definitely have no intention with you getting pregnant. So now you got a baby. I resent you for keeping that child. You see? So those people are bringing children into the world on a resentment situation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way, it's nothing but the grace of God to rescue that child when a child is brought into a world from a resentment point of view.
Right.
That's
the truth, because I know a couple of people who was in that situation, and particularly men, and they blame the woman wholeheartedly. Like, excuse me, like, didn't you have a say in this? Like, why didn't you wrap it up? I mean, they solely put it on the woman, and they're like, well, because she didn't want to abort, you know, I resent her. You know, I'm trying to be mature and be a father to this baby, but I can't stand her ass because she ruined my damn life. Like, I didn't want to get caught up in her and with this shit. So, and it just always really stumps me because I'm like, well, when you were having sex with her, did you
not think about this?
Like, these are the repercussions of having unprotected sex or having
by
sex
the
someone you barely know or even like? Like, hello?
Go back to what I said. If I just want to get off, it don't matter who I have sex with, folks. I'm not making love. See, our generation don't make love. We get off. So if I'm just trying to get off, I can do that with anybody. She ain't got to be special. She ain't got to be the love of my life. I'm just trying to get off.
But you still got to be smart. You still got to be
definitely.
Smart, though. you know, that's the whole point. You can get off if, you know, you have women that you can use to get off, great, wonderful, but be smart. Think about
be smart. It's more than you.
Of tomorrow. That's what I'm saying. This is
and the kids that you will bring in the world, that it doesn't
right.
Nothing selfish about the situation. Be a responsible adult. You
mm-hmm.
gotta, if you're breeding, selfishness breeds selfishness. So
that's it.
It doesn't
I'm selfish. I'm
you.
Thinking about me. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the last thing. When I'm selfish thinking about me, it's easier for me to resist the person that I feel like is trapping me because I don't want to be with you like that. But now you don't want to get rid of this child. So now every time I see that child, guess what? I see the person I resent. That's a cold
mm-hmm.
piece right there.
And that's what the child
that's
feels.
Really sad, yeah. It's one of those things, though. I also feel like, you know, it's also your choice, like, you know, about being in, you know, even if you can't financially support the child when you have that many kids, it's also that choice you make about even if you want to be there emotionally for that child or be involved in their life and want to let go of any resentment that you may have towards the baby mama or any other feelings and just focus solely on the fact that that is still a part of you. And just kind
yes.
of focus
mm-hmm.
on the love factor, which is hard for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult. It's difficult because as long as you have that, you do have a blood connection to that child, but you have to have more than a blood connection to these children. You have to actually care.
Mm-hmm.
And I
right.
want to say a different word, but I'm not going to say it, but you have to care. And the fact of the matter is you have to care from a position of, I can't continue to allow this to happen. I don't want to continue to affect someone else's life like that. I went through hell. As I'm talking for Jay, knowing that he went through hell, there's nowhere in the world you would want to allow that to happen to somebody else. But you would have to be, first of all, you have to come outside of your own sickness. You have to acknowledge that you have a problem. And he still needs to be in counseling and therapy. I mean, I hope it didn't stop. I hope he's still in therapy for the
definitely.
Issue that came out. You see what I'm saying? That has to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For him to be a great, a decent dad, a dad that can come back from all of that, he needs to continue to stay in counseling and therapy and deal with all
well,
of that stuff. That stuff doesn't go away over just because of a television.
No.
I don't think he will, guys. Honestly, I don't think he will.
I'm not sure if he would, but I think
yeah.
education here is the key. The truth, we always thank you for coming on to the show. Let our listeners know, again, we're running short from time, where they can reach you on
that
your social
is,
media.
That's the truth. At the Truth 1112 Instagram, and if anybody needs one-on-one counseling, I'm available at lcedmonton2@gmail.com.
Yes, guys, follow him because his posts are amazing. Sometimes he just
yes.
makes me put my head in my hands like, damn.
and laugh. Well, we're going to get into the last song, Beyonce, Feeling Myself, featuring Nicki Minaj.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go. Feeling myself. I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do down Mavericks. My Maybach, Black Magic. Left, but I'm back at it, and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit, feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, look off, if you think about me when he wax off, wax on, national anthem, hats off, then I curve that like a bad horse, let me get a number two with some Mac sauce, or on a run tour with my mask off,
I'm feeling myself. Know where you was when that digital popped, I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference, I shot the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Kitty on feet. Pretty on feet. Pretty gang, always keep them on geek. Riding through Texas. Feed them for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nicki is tight. I said, yeah, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me like NYU. I said, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. He digging that work. I got it. 36 for that real. Thank you for that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby.
I'm feeling myself.
feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
Up the bass, looking like a killer. He just wanna space, digging up my ego. Lines or flow, I have both in an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that know.
He in love with that
cook.
Don't never be learning, you isn't never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques on my records, that's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40, I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap, who is the queen and things of that nature. Look at my finger, that is a glacier, hits like a laser. Tripping on now, tripping off that. Flipping up my skirt and I be whipping all that. Taking trips with all them keys. Car keys got bees. Singing with the queen bee and we be whipping all of that. Cause we the girls, we
flawless.
We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real girls in my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go lift them. No, just on this song alone. Just on her fourth flow. You like it, don't you? Young Money.